Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. It's Saturday morning. It's April the 1st. Now, if this was 3 months ago, and I told you, on April the 1st, that two more Sixers would be done for the season, you would laugh at me and say, you got your April Fool's joke early. You know, you're announcing your April Fool's joke early. I mean, you know, when you wake up this morning and you realize that two more Sixers are done for the season, it's like, wow, this has been a crazy season. I mean, you go into the locker room and it's like, you know, you're counting to say who's in there, who's capable of playing. The Sixers announced yesterday that Jahlil Okafor, which isn't a surprise, that he shut down for the season with right knee soreness. Now, here's a guy that we've been asking over and over and about over and over again in regards to, when are you guys going to decide to shut him down? Is shutting him down an option? At first they said no. Then we were told that it's not up to us, it's up to the doctors. And then next thing you know, a couple days later, he's not making the trip. Then it's like, oh, we shut him down. Then another guy is Robert Covington. Robert Covington had a slight lateral tear to his meniscus, his right meniscus. Now, Okafor had a meniscus tear last season. Joel Embiid recently had surgery a week ago, actually, on his left meniscus tear. So the Sixers have a problem when it comes down to knee injuries. But Covington, from what I was told, is basically, you know, they're trying to get a second opinion on him to decide to see if he needs to have surgery or not. Now, again, as I said, if someone would have told you about this, three meniscus tears, and not only that, when you factor in that you have Jared Bayless, left wrist injury, done for the year, he had torn ligaments in his left wrist, and then you have Ben Simmons, who has a right foot, Jones fracture in his right foot, done for the year, and then Sergio Rodriguez, who has a hamstring injury, who received the MRI on that, and he's going to be reevaluated on Monday. So, you know, it's ridiculous when you think about all the injuries and everything that's happening with this team. You know, it's like no one even talks about basketball anymore. Basketball really doesn't matter. I mean, let's face it, they have six games. They have six games left. You know, it's more or less right about now. Will they get to the end of the season healthy? Will they be able to lose enough games so whereas they could possibly, you know, be in position to get a top five draft pick, a top five, you know, secure a top five lottery pick in the lottery? I mean, I'm here to say, yeah, why not? I mean, let's face it. You know, right now, you lose your best perimeter defender in Robert Covington. Actually, you could argue the best defender on the team. I mean, I'm not talking about just blocking shots like a Rashawn Holmes or a Nerlens Noel used to do. But Rashawn Holmes is still doing it. He's still with the Sixers. I'm talking about a guy getting up in someone's face, you know, stopping penetration, someone, you know, getting deflections, you know, this and that. So you lose him. you know, you right now you don't have any depth at the point guard position because of, you know, Sergio Rodriguez. You have to wait to see what happens on Monday with him. Okay. You know, the log jam that the Sixers had at the center spot, well, hey, you know, you right now all you have is Rashawn Holmes, who is playing exceptionally well, I might add, and Sean Long. But Nerlens Noel was gone. Okafor is gone. Embiid is gone for the season. Now, Noel, he was traded, but the other two are done for the season. So, you know, you're saying to yourself, like, man, the rest of these games just don't matter. They don't matter. They don't. And it's true. You know, right now the Sixers have, petitioned the NBA to add a 16th roster spot to the team. You know, and, you know, it's like Brett Brown really wants to get a power forward. He wants a power forward to come in because he wants to basically not wear down Dario Saric. He wants someone else, you know, to come in and not wear down Dario Saric, you know, to provide that depth. You know, right now, Justin Anderson, who has replaced it, Covington, at the small forward position, has to be Dario's backup power forward, so to speak. And you know what? When it happens, they're going to announce who the team gets as a power forward. But with six games left, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I don't mean to be blunt or anything like that. It's great for the guy. But it's not like this guy is going to be here to help them win games. You know, this is a team that's just trying to chug along and get to the finish line without suffering any more injuries. And hey, let's face it, like I said before, losing games is their best interest right about now. And I guess you can factor, it ain't tanking, quote unquote, if you don't have the horses. So, you know, right now they don't have the players and it's not tanking. Now, Dario Saric had another subpar game. you know, some people saying it was the fatigue. You know, he's played so many games since last year. I mean, we're talking about playing over in Turkey with the Croatian national team, you know, the NBA season. But I think that, you know, a little bit he's also having, he struggles a little bit against athletic power forwards. You know, Kevin Love is a stretch forward, so to speak. Kevin Love had 18 points, 10 rebounds. You know, he had 3 steals. And then you look at Dario's line. You know, Dario had 8 points. You know, he had 4 rebounds. He had 4 turnovers. He had 4 assists. He only shot 3 for 12 from the field. He shot 1 for 7 on threes. You know, and then when you factor that in, and then you also go back to, you know, I believe it was Sunday when they played, it was Sunday when they played the Indiana Pacers. He struggled in that game as well. And he didn't have a solid ball game against the Atlanta Hawks. You know, everyone's saying he was fatigued. I think that fatigue does have something to do with it, but I also think that, you know, right now at this stage of his career, you know, until he can consistently develop an outside jumper, a three-pointer, he's going to struggle against elite teams with athletic wings, just because he's not going to be able to get by them, beat them off the dribble, and go to the rim. And then some teams, like Indiana did, what they do is they're going to double him. They're always going to double him. When he comes and he drives to the basket, they're going to double. They're going to double him, force him to get rid of the ball or shoot it. So That's the thing that Dario needs to work on this summer. He needs to work on his outside shooting, and that way it will keep teams honest. That's that. Now, you look at the final score of this game. It was 122-105. And, you know, it was a lot was made because of, you know, the Cavaliers played a lot of their players. I mean, you know, LeBron played 29 minutes. Kevin Love played 29. Tristan Thompson played 29. J.R. Smith played 26. Kyrie played 30. And then Iman Shumpert, sixth man, played 26. You know, and a lot was made of that because, you know, the Sixers were undermanned and this and that. And, you know, Brett Brown downplayed it. So did the players, you know, saying that, you know, Cleveland, you know, was coming off a 3-game losing streak. They wanted to get everything, you know, together, wanted to, you know, make sure that, you know, that they got a rhythm. And this was coming off of the second game of a back-to-back for them. You know, I get it, but, you know, at this particular time, I don't care how many minutes they would have played. You know, let's face it, the Cavaliers are going to come out of the East. I know Boston is having a phenomenal regular season, but the Cavs are going to come out of the Eastern Conference. The playoffs and the regular season are two completely different things. And then they're going up against a Sixers squad that had 9 available bodies. And one of the 9 is Thiago Splitter, a guy playing on minutes restrictions who, you know, is playing like his third game of the season. So, with that being said, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't care how many minutes they would have played. The Sixers weren't going to beat them. And it would have probably been ugly no matter what. I mean, there was a point where they were up by 32 in the third quarter. So, you know, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to say, oh, look at what the Cavs did. Nah, the thing is, the Sixers were hurt. The Cavs are a solid ball club. I mean, they have all-stars in LeBron James, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving. You know, they were going to destroy them no matter what. But, so, you know, look at LeBron James anyway. He had 34 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, excuse me. Kevin Love, like I said before, had 18 and 10. Kyrie had 24 points, 9 assists, and 2 steals. Love had 3 steals. You know, then you go down, Shannon Fry. He had 12 points on 5-for-8 shooting. He was 2-for-2 on threes. You know, so, you know, this game was out of control. The Sixers, you know, I guess they're going to try to put a Band-Aid on things for the rest of the season. But, hey, you know, they have Toronto coming up on Sunday. That game, you know, that game is, you know, is going to be against an Atlantic Division opponent. Toronto was a team that the Sixers beat earlier this season. But, hey, it's going to be much of the same like it was yesterday. I mean, they're not going to be able to contend with this team. And it's nothing wrong with them. It's just that it is what it is. The Sixers are a banged-up squad limping to the finish line. But, hey, they're going to get a solid draft pick out of all this.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.